Gentlemen, welcome to the AGM of Frontline Resources. Before we get going into the formal part of the presentation, I would like to point out the directors who are running for our board of directors. So if I call out your name, just stand up and so we can identify who you are. They will start with Vishvish Navadi. Okay, from GSFC. Sanjeev Varma. Okay. We have Bob Bannum. Okay, Todd Rowan. Okay, Mark Zappawano, which couldn't make it today. He's got emergency duties in Winnipeg. Greg Zappel. Okay, Peter Mattson. Okay, I hope I didn't miss anybody. And Donnie Park. I'm Robin Finney, thank you very much. So we'll start the formal part of the presentation right now. The meeting will now come to order. This is the annual meeting of the shareholders of Frontline Resources pursuant to the bylaws of the corporation. I, Robin Finney, as president of the corporation, will act as chairperson of the meeting. Strachey Mackles,
Mr. Finney,
McCables will act as the secretary of the meeting. Yes, sir.
I'm a designated proxy. Given the contested nature of this meeting, we suggest that there should be an independent chairman that acts for this meeting, and we'd like to propose a motion for that.
I don't believe so, because this is in our bylaws and that we have in our company, so I think this is chasing up a crazy place. So.
Thank you for your consideration. Can you advise the meeting if there's been any waiver of the proxy deadline today?
There's been a waiver. What do you mean?
Have any late proxies been accepted past the proxy deadline?
There was some that came in from Bank of Montreal, but it was a clerical error on that side, and that's the one of the only ones that I'm aware of.
And do you know how many shares that represented, sir?
I don't know right off the hand.
Can we confirm with the transfer agent?
No, one sec.
Thank you.
Supposedly, we'll vote at the bank. This is at the Bank of Montreal arrangement.
Just a CES one, sure.
So they claimed it was late. I don't know how late. But usually, institutions are usually on time.
Yeah, exactly. They work.
Identify himself or tell us the rationale for his questioning or if he contested something.
This is Janine.
Pardon?
I'm Janet Pastrin, I'm legal counsel to GSFC and their designated proxy for the meeting today.
Okay, that's fine. Thank you. Just have no idea who you are.
So. Thank you.
The amount of proxy labor at the deadline for BMO that I accepted was $38,391.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Thank you for consideration of the request.
Okay. Okay, we'll continue on now. I appoint Kirsten Dillon and Sylvia Stake, CST Trust Company, as scrutineers. I will chair the formal portion of this meeting. Following, Mr. President will provide a message to shareholders. We encourage your questions today, but unless they relate specifically to the motions being considered, I request that you please hold your questions until after the termination of the formal part of the meeting. Guests are welcome at this meeting today. However, unless you are a registered holder of Carmelite Common Shares or hold a valid proxy, you are requested to please refrain from proposing or seconding motions or voting on motions which come before the meeting. The notice calling this meeting of shareholders was mailed on April 13, 2017 to all shareholders of record as of date, as required by the National Instruments 54101. The declaration of the mailing is available for inspection by any shareholder. The secretary will append the declaration as a schedule to the minutes of the meeting. The notice calling this meeting was also sent to the directors and the auditors of the corporation. Will the scrutineers please submit the report on attendance?
It's been delivered to you, Mr. Chairman.
Okay. Okay, we have... We, the undersigned scrutineers, report that there were 6 shareholders present in person at the meeting representing 9.539771 common shares. We further report that we did receive audit and approved proxies from 42 shareholders holding 5.353115 common shares. Accordingly, the total number of shares represented by shareholders present in person and by proxy at this meeting is 14.892886 common shares. This represents 52.97% of the 27.116565 outstanding voting shares of the corporation. This is
Excuse me, I see the shareholder. The total shares are
28.1 million, not 27.11. The chairperson adopts the scrutineer's report, which indicates that a quorum is present. Notice having been served in accordance with the bylaws and the quorum being present, I declare this meeting is duly constituted for the transaction of business. I am advised by the scrutineers that the total number of votes represented as meeting by proxy that are required to be voted against the resolutions proposed to be placed before the meeting, other than election of directors, is less than 5% of the voted shares attached to the shareholders entitled to vote and represented to the meeting. To my knowledge, with the exception of the voting for the election of directors, the decision of the meeting will be in favor of each resolution to be considered. As a result, unless a shareholder or proxy holder demands that a ballot be taken in respect to the voting of any specific resolution, I propose to conduct the ballot only the vote for the election of directors, and to conduct each of the other votes by a show of hands. To facilitate voting by a ballot, the ballot has been provided to each person in attendance entitled to vote as a shareholder or proxy holder with respect to each of the resolutions proposed to be placed before this meeting. If any person entitled to vote has not received the ballot, please raise your hand and identify yourself to the scrutineers in order to receive a ballot. The scrutineers will report to the chairperson on the results of each proposed resolution that is considered at this meeting. The chairperson shall then advise the meeting of the results of each such poll, whether the motion was carried or not. In the last meeting of shareholders of Carmelite was held on August 26, 2016. The secretary tabled the minutes that are available for inspection by any shareholder. Unless any shareholder wishes the minutes read, I do not propose to read them at this meeting. The first item of business is the tabling of the annual financial statements to December 31st, 2016 and the auditor's report. Copies of the annual financial statements and the auditor's report were mailed to each registered shareholder. Unless any shareholder wishes the auditor's report read, I do not propose to have it read at this meeting. The election of directors. It is now in order to proceed with the election of directors. Motion 1.
I so move.
You should read the name of the post.
accordance, there goes my leg, Dr. Arnold, there seems to be a gap in my finish. In accordance with the advance notice bylaws of the corporation, only persons who are nominated in compliance with the procedure provided or in the advance notice bylaws are eligible for election as directors of the corporation. The only persons eligible for election as directors of the corporation in accordance with the corporation's advance notice bylaws are Robin Finney, Vishvas Nanavati, Sanjeev Varma, Robert Badman, Peter Mattson, Donald Parfit, Todd Rowan, Gregory Zabel, Mark Sokolonovich. Since the number of nominees exceeds the vacancies of the board, voting for the election of directors will be by ballot. Registered shareholders who have not submitted a proxy and duly appointed proxy holders should have been provided with a ballot when registering with the scrutineers prior to the meeting. Any registered shareholder or duly appointed proxy holder who has not received a submitted or not or submitted a ballot, please raise your hand and the scrutineer provides you with one to collect your ballot. Only six of the nominees are to be elected, and I would ask you to indicate your selection by marking X in the box opposite to each of the candidates of your choice. You may vote for less than six nominees, but not more. If you vote more than six candidates, your ballot will be considered spoiled and not counted for any nominee. However, the failure to indicate that you withhold from the remaining three candidates will not result in your ballot being spoiled. Please proceed to complete the ballots and ensure that you sign your ballot where indicated when When completed, please raise your hand and the scrutineer will collect your ballot. Pending completion of the scrutineer's report on the balloting, I will proceed to the next item up for business. Business is the appointment of auditors. I will now entertain a motion that KPMG LLP be appointed as Carmelite's auditors until next annual meeting or until the successor is appointed and that there is a remuneration to be fixed by the board of directors. Motion?
I move.
Second? Okay. Any discussion? Stan Finney? Motion, Ron Wachowski. All in favor? All against? Carried. I declare the motion carried. We will now wait for the report on the election of directors. Scrutineers have reported the balloting. Accept the scrutineer's report. I declare that the following individuals will be duly elected directors of the corporation to hold office until the next annual general meeting or until the successors are elected or appointed pursuant to provisions of the bylaws. Accept the scrutineer's report. I declare the following individuals to be duly elected the directors of the corporation to hold the office until the next annual general meeting or until their successors are elected or appointed pursuant to the provisions of the bylaws of the corporation. Vishnu Navanagi, Sanjeev Verma, Peter Mattson, Todd Roland, Greg Zabel, and Mark Zakalanovich have been the directors of Carbonite. If anybody wishes to know the exact count, please see the secretary following the meeting. Is there any further business? I'll entertain a motion to terminate the formal portion of this meeting.
Motion.
Second?
Second, Dan Brown.
All in favor? Against? Declare the motion carried. Declare this meeting terminated. That ends the formal portion of our meeting. And congratulations to the elected officers. President's message on here in our last AGM, it was held on August the 26th. Since that time, Carlisle has been unable to move forward to the extent that I hoped it to. In September and October, we focused on conducting an optimization program at Wynyard. In December, Urquhart produced a report which confirmed that higher cavern temperatures were possible, but we ran out of time to achieve the results, and I believe we were capable of before the freeze-up. My vision for Carmelite has always been to turn the Carmelite project into a world-class potash and magnesium producer. Unfortunately, the downturn in the potash market has made the development of a full-scale potash production facility economic at this time. Therefore, in my view, the company must turn its attention to the development of other high-value minerals and that we have access to, in particular, high-purity magnesium products. If we move forward, I trust that our newly formed board of directors have the same visions that I did. We need to complete the optimization program in short 2016. We know the process works well, but we need to target the highest temperatures possible to reduce the capital and operating costs. In addition to our high purity potash, we need to independently develop the market and sell our magnesium assets. We have a pre-feasibility study dating back to 2012, and it's high time we move forward on our valuable asset. I believe that accomplishing these two tasks, we will increase shareholder value and finally put the company I founded 10 years ago on the map as a world-class project. As a president, director, and community shareholder, I continue to do my very best to ensure shareholders' interest and protect it, but I wish to thank you all for your support in a very difficult environment, and thank you all for letting me be an opportunity to lead the company for the last 2 years. So anyway, thank you all very much. Thank you for coming, and thank you.